This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's Tobin Leroy here with you. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you here on this lovely Thursday?
Doing pretty good, hanging in there.
Alrighty.
Can't complain.
All right, you got your wings? You happy, buddy?
Oh, no.
Can't even answer. He's still eating. Still eating. You're not on camera. You don't have to hide. You don't have to hide. You're not on camera. You kind of look like you were. Looked like you were sneak eating.
Mm-mm. There's no trash can here.
Ah. Well, what do we have today, Jennifer, for a little game we like to call Goosies, No Goosies?
Jay-Fig going to the club?
No.
I know that's a club outfit? That's a club fit? Oh,
man. How is this a club fit?
You showing skin. You're showing shoulder.
Shoulder.
It's like the 50s.
Heavens to bits. She's showing shoulder.
Oh, no. God forbid I do that.
What do you have today, Jennifer?
Well, first we have Tua saying he's not playing for his job.
All right, this was Tua yesterday. Let's hear what he has to say. Here's Tua Tagovailoa.
NFL Network had a report. I don't know if you saw it. They said that Tua is playing to keep his job and that there's a chance he could eventually be replaced. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about that? Have you spoken to Mike about it?
I haven't heard about any of that. No social media for me. So that's the first time I'm hearing it.
What do you think when you hear that phrase that you're playing to keep your job?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm playing to keep my job. I think I'm playing to try to help our team win every time. I think that's the objective, you know, for every quarterback that's playing, for every football player that's playing as well. The objective is how can I help my team win games? And so I would say if you're looking at it in that sense, I would say my performance needs to be better and my performance doesn't reflect me trying to keep my job because that's not the standard in which I've been playing all these other years. So I would say that.
Got the Goosies. He didn't blow it. He could have taken a question like that and really made it.
It's kind of a, like, I think he handled himself well. But Goosies. To, like, when people run to other people, so-and-so said this, so-and-so said that. I was reading the paper and they said this. How do you feel about
pot
that?
Pot stirring?
Right. Like, what if I said, hey, Lynn. I'm just doing this job so I won't get fired. What a crappy way to go about your day. Right?
Just don't hit the top of the hour.
But think about that. Is that that's the crappiest way to go about your job. Right?
Yeah.
And it just is. But for somebody else to ask another person that, like, no, man, that's garbage. Like, come on.
Time out. Time out. Hold on. Leroy?
What?
Look at your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Me?
Yep. Yes.
What did I do?
That's exactly what you did last season.
With what?
The Miami Heat.
I didn't do that last season. I'm not a pot stirrer. Those were very important questions.
And wait. And Vlad. I want you to look at Tobin and ask him, was I consistent when he did it too?
Hold on, though. Right, I didn't do that.
Right.
Hold on. That's not fair. Right. That's not fair. This isn't.
Play the clip.
That's not the same thing. That's not what happened. First of all,
pulled a Cardi B.
First of all, no. Yeah. What happened
Mama
in this
said,
situation?
Mama
was,
said because they have the big Abu Gama.
What happened with this exchange was rumors and hearsay.
Yes,
responding to. I was responding to actual things that I was asking about. Actual things that happened.
Okay, so you're running to Pat and say,
I didn't run!
Pat,
anywhere.
Jimmy said, but what do you think's going to happen when Pat's already probably pissed off at the way the situation is going? What did you think was going to happen?
I didn't think that.
No, you. Oh.
Otherwise, God. I wouldn't have said anything.
That's what you do! That's not what I do!
Loki! That's not what I do!
You are! You're Loki! You're Loki!
I'm not an agent of chaos.
Yes! You're the god of mischief.
I don't think that's fair.
Then how
you
come
a lot of it last
every
time.
Time you say stuff, you smile, wink, got him.
That's just how I go about my
people head. Were up in their feelings. That's what an agent of mischief says.
Interesting.
No.
I'll take it under advisement.
Take it under advisement. No,
it under
you don't.
Advisement.
Oh, my goodness.
Jennifer, you got the goosies from Tua?
Honestly, no, I don't have any goosies.
Interesting.
Currently, so sorry.
Fair enough.
No goosies.
Vlad?
No goosies.
Mm. No goosies.
All right. What do you got for number two, Jennifer?
Man Campbell on fixing the trenches.
All right, this is what he had to say on improving the Lions' trenches.
Some of what happened the other day was, I'm bringing this up again, this was our own doing, man. We opened up this can of worms ourselves because we really had a bust, all right? And so now you open up Pandora's box, you miss it, and they're like, oh, well, they can't pick it up. Well, now all of a sudden, you finally pick one up, and now we get edged on one side of it. And then pretty soon you're starting to get this interior pressure. And so, we created this own issue. The protections are sound. Can we do things better? Yes, we can. And there'll be a couple of things we tweak. But as far as the, man, we did a lot to that to ourselves. And Goff's going to be fine, all right? Goff's, he can see it. He knows it. He studies. He knows what he's getting, when he's getting it. Doesn't mean they're not going to change it up. If I'm them, I'd change some stuff up for sure. But we'll be prepared, and it'll be good.
I mean, he just said a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah, I got no goosies.
No goosies.
Kind of sounds like a
Mike McDaniel set with more hair on the Kiwis.
Yeah, I think.
No, I don't like that
post puberty man, Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
Kiwis always have hair on them. They have like that fuzziness.
I know.
You know?
That's why we call them Kiwis.
My iguana Spike used to love Kiwis.
Yeah, iguanas like Kiwis. You know who doesn't like Kiwis?
Australians?
Leroy.
Mm.
Of course.
Because I don't. It's mushy, and I don't want to have to wrestle a piece of fruit to get it. That's why I don't like mango.
No goosies?
Wrestle.
So no goosies.
No goosies.
Mm. Jennifer?
No goosies.
I'll say goosies.
Wow.
Goosies.
Loves her some Man Campbell.
I do.
I like him too, but guess what? He said a whole bunch of nothing. Sound like,
you know what? I'd rather listen to him than like McDaniel.
Yeah, because he says it with more confidence and to the point, kind of.
Yep.
Vlad, goosies? No goosies?
Dan Campbell, it's always goosies.
Goosies. Plus, they're taking on the Commanders. I'd imagine the sack is going to be.
What's that point spread? 7?
8.5, probably.
8.5 for the road.
That seems to be the going thing, right?
Yep.
Well, you're going to show love to the team at home. The home teams always get 3 points. So.
Right. What's number three, Jennifer?
We have Norman Powell on Khalil Ware.
All right, this was Norman Powell after yesterday's game on the Heat, big man.
I'm staying on him, you know. I told him when I first got here, I'm going to be on him all year. You know, I'm trying to unlock the greatness in him along with everybody else here. You know, everybody has great belief in him and what he's able to do, his capabilities on offense and defensive end. So I'm going to stay in his ear. I'm going to stay with him. I'm going to stay pushing him. You know, I'm not going to let him settle. I'm going to let him get out his head when, you know, he gets down a little bit if he doesn't make the right play or whatever. You know, that mistakes happen. But I'm going to stay on him and continue to push him to reach his level of greatness.
Wow. What a guy.
Galore. What a guy, Norman Powell, huh? What a guy.
I like Norm.
I like Norman Powell. That's Goosey's galore. Leroy?
Yeah, Goosey's.
Goosey's galore.
I also don't know if I know another black Norman.
Yeah, you do.
Who?
Norman Smiley. He's a wrestler.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Who?
You watched what's that show with Sherman Hemsley?
Oh, the Jeffersons?
No, the one after that. Amen.
Amen.
Wasn't the guy that was going out with his daughter?
TV name, dude. I'm talking about real life.
I don't know. Bam seemed to make fun of the fact that his name was Norman.
Yes, of course.
He did.
Of course.
This famous black Normans, man.
I just saw Norman Smiley.
I know I wasn't the only one. Norman Smiley, yes. Thank you.
She had to Google it. She didn't know.
Definitely Googling it.
Come on.
There's a Norman Towns who is an actor, comedian, and producer for an HBO show called Insecure and The Affair.
Insecure. That's the What's Her Face's show? Insecure? That's
What's Her Face and Norm. There we go. That's where we
Issa
are
Rae.
Right now.
Isn't that her show? Insecure?
Who?
Issa Rae.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Guess what I think I'm going to see this weekend.
What? You said it.
Predator Badlands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to make sure I went and see a movie before Wicked comes out. Because I know after she see Wicked, she ain't going to go see no Predator Badlands.
You want to collect before she...
Yeah.
I am Wicked. When is Wicked
coming out? Next week?
Now, is this the one where the witch dies or is she alive?
I don't know.
She dies?
Well, in the isn't the one where she falls on the house falls on her,
like a pancake? Oh, Wizard
no,
of Oz,
yeah,
it, actually,
or yeah,
this,
but they like,
or this is her being alive before the house smashes on her.
I don't know,
I've never watched Wizard of Oz.
You've never seen
what?
Wizard of Oz?
That's no. Pretty crazy. I know you. I know that's like your thing.
They didn't
you
have
haven't
a,
seen regular movies, but Wizard of Oz, like, how have you not seen that by accident? Right.
There's a couple
I
of movies
even
that
seen Snow White, and that's like a
Wizard of Oz, and if you where I'm from. The Wiz is just
either.
The Wiz is just Black Wizard of Oz with more singing, dancing, and more soul.
The best one.
With Michael Jackson, Diana Ross, Nipsey Russell. I forgot who the. So yeah, same people. They just when they went down the road, they was getting it. They was almost like doing the shuffle or something. They wasn't just skipping. They was getting it.
Lena Horne, Richard Pryor.
Yep.
Mabel King.
Yep.
Dade South says JFig clicks her heels and a bird dies.
Jeez. We can't bring you to the Mike Tyson. We can't bring you to Mike Tyson.
It's JFig. Okay. It's my brother's birthday anyway. So
nah, because if he ever heard that you killed a bird, oh, man.
Well, I didn't.
Does he still have those pigeons?
Yeah, he loves pigeons.
He told us that.
Didn't John Morant call somebody a pigeon?
Called Kalel a pigeon.
When he scored on him, right? The game winner?
We gotta take a break. More to come back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.